Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
There we go.
Tune, man, rocking and rolling, you.
Yes, we are loud and clear and live as hell, man.
Live as hell.
We're live as hell.
Yeah.
Random bits of words floating through my brain, and I'm just... fuck.
Shut up, bitch!
What's the problem?
What the fuck, Ben?
Tripping over my tongue.
Hey, faithful!
We're gonna have jerky all over our face, man.
Yeah.
Just you wait, there's more to come.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot more to come.
Yeah.
Who are these Zanes?
Hello, everyone, and welcome in to Who Are These Zanes? Ben Glaze, myself, Eric Zane, reviewing old material from your old pal EZ. And, you know, that intro is still very, very fresh, and it's been updated many times, Ben.
It's great.
And it is great, and it gets updated so much that I'm not used to it. It's still fresh every time I play the fucking thing. And the only reason why I get joy out of that is because you get joy out of that. I know it's funny. I know. Now, I hate it. Fucking hate it.
Okay. It's great.
Oh, my God. In our never-ending saga to go back on this old material and review it or whatever we happen to review on this show, it's always a good time. Someone's always the punching bag. In this case, it's your old pal, EZ. My old footage from years ago. I send a bunch of it off to Ben Glaze. Today, we're going back to December of 1997, the world-famous Joe and the Poor Boys show.
Yes.
Ben, you've got 12 fantastic clips from this show. Can you maybe in a few words describe what we're about to witness here, Ben?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that stands out to me is this is why it's not called the Eric and the Poor Boy show. You basically run the show. You're always the one that comes back from break. What does he do? Does he do news? Yeah, he does news. You do sports, but you run the show, man.
Are you thinking that maybe because of running the show, my name should be first, so it should be like Poor Boy and
Your
Joe?
Name should be, yeah.
Okay,
Well, Eric and Joe.
Eric and Joe, Eric, or whatever.
Yeah, or Eric and the Poor Boy.
Something to imply that I'm in charge. Like the first name is the one who's in charge, supposedly. I don't know.
Yeah, you're the big name. You're the big get.
It's interesting you say that because I intentionally put your name on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast to get away from that whole idea of first name because I like to just kind of like, here's the show, and it just happens to be two names, and it just flows off the tongue easier to say Ben and Eric than Eric and Ben, in my opinion. But I get what you're saying. I absolutely understand that. Yeah. So, all right. Well, what do you got here for us, Ben? And by the way, if you're watching this show live, we got a little bit of a late start. Ben literally finished up the first part of his day at a cheer competition of all things, which we'll probably talk about on Ben and Eric. And then he walked in, sat down, and here he goes. It's time to do
here
the show.
Here we go. My clips start out with you guys are doing football embassy picks where you call the embassy and you try to get whoever picks up to make some picks between who's going to win in the football games that week.
Did we ever do this on BBL? I think we did. Yeah, because this is a bit I've used in other places.
I have a clip on the the instant replay where whoever we used to call somebody multiple times and talk to them. We got like in some sort of like relationship groove with him. And there's a clip of him saying fudge peckers.
That's right. That's right. You know, I remember that guy eventually caught on to us and said, I'm not doing this anymore. I know you're making fun of me.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the same thing we had with this guy here that you're about to play.
Yeah, Aziz, I think is his name. Yes.
Aziz was a guy who just answered the phone at the embassy of Pakistan. He wasn't like a dignitary. He just like would clean the desk off and make sure, he was like the night watchman of the embassy of Pakistan.
All right. So, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Last time we talked to Aziz, we had a falling out during embassy football picks. We'll see if we can't straighten it out here.
Hopefully nobody will die.
Yeah, good morning, Aziz. It's Joe and the Poor Boy from Z93
KQZ. Wait, did someone die the first time?
I don't know. Oh, and I forgot to mention this one. Joe's got jokes. So,
hey, yes. How you doing, buddy? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Aziz.
Yes.
Aziz, you sound more confused than a one-legged man at a butt-kicking contest.
Oh, wait. Just wait. He goes on about this contest. Oh, yes. No. He expands on it.
Oh, man.
No, a one-legged man at a butt-kicking contest.
What?
A guy with one leg. They kick each other's butts. It's a contest, but he can't because he's got one leg.
Hold on.
Okay.
If he goes to kick the butt, he'll fall down.
He put you on hold.
Oh. I was trying to explain it to him.
Jesus.
The joke's never good if you have to explain it.
No, it's so dumb. My God. All right, we're off and running.
Yes. So the next clip, you're still making the picks. This time you get the picks. And this time you've got jokes.
Now I've got jokes.
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully better than the one-leg butt-kicking contest.
Yeah, hi, Aziz. How you doing?
I'm going to receive some call.
Oh, okay, well, good. It sounds like you're not mad at us. We're trying to get on better terms with you.
And could you do us a favor?
Which favor?
Yeah. Ask your people to stop shooting our people in your country.
Oh, I don't really know anything. I look after only building.
You look after only the building. That's right. Okay. Well then, good.
Because I don't shoot anybody. I pick up the phone, you assholes.
You weren't involved.
No, please leave.
I guess it was some incident where a bunch of Pakistanis shot somebody or some shit.
I guess. Yeah. But very
right. Hey, Aziz. Hey, Aziz.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get our football picks. Lions are in the playoff hunt. Do you think they'll beat Miami? I'm sorry, you did what?
Papad, what thing? Papad.
Aziz?
You gotta go poo poo?
Huh?
Your poo what?
Papad, what thing?
I'll rub your popo.
Aziz?
What the?
Aziz, is it true that your wife's genitalia looks like a speed bag?
What a question.
Out of the blue.
Yeah, I know.
What do you like, Lions or Miami? What's your wife's pussy look like?
Uh-huh.
And I'm laughing at my own jokes. Yeah, oh, God.
Yes. Ah. Oh, man.
All right, well,
Aziz.
I don't know if we got a pick from him, but.
Can you hear like the rim shots playing in the background? Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum. You know, like
no, I didn't even hear that.
Every time there was a jerk, there was like, ba-dum-bum. You can hear this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Aziz, Detroit and Miami, Aziz.
Huh?
Detroit and Miami.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Who do you like?
What like?
Detroit, the motor city. Miami, the cocaine city.
Cocaine?
Yeah, cocaine.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
I don't know, please. What?
Aziz, you're one big...
dumb son of a bitch.
We're calling him dumb. He doesn't speak English, so he's dumb.
Right. I don't know anything.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Aziz. Well, I tell you what, we'll let you go, okay? It was good.
Hey, Aziz, when you put the phone down, okay, just take off your clothes, dump honey on your body, and unleash the bees.
I have no idea. What the fuck is going on?
Goodbye, Aziz.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you dick.
He calls him a dick. What the fuck?
Just because he didn't give
the picks. Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit, that is ugly.
It's great, man.
No, no. All right.
It was fantastic to listen to.
Oh, God. Did you make it? Because I think it was like 25 minutes I sent you. Did you get through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
So next up. Oh, I just. Sorry. I just highlighted your laugh for clip three.
Oh, no.
Yes. That was laughing at your own joke, I think.
Yeah, I think that was that clip. Oh, that's so bad.
Does your wife's genitalia look like a speed bag?
Yeah. Your stupid wife. Chris writes, quote, ask your people to stop shooting our people. Chris adds, I love Saturday, Ben and Eric. Oh, without a doubt. Yes. Thank you so much to everybody who's here. There's the usual just under a dozen checking it out live. That's okay. That's been, thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
All right. That is three clips under our belt. What's next, Ben?
Yes. You did some holiday shopping. You got a story about it where something bad happens to your car. And then there's an Opie and Anthony bit at the end that we don't get to hear because the recording cuts off.
What?
But you play an Opie and Anthony bit at the end.
Wow.
It's like some sort of song.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Yeah. All right. Z93 KQZ 656. I got to tell you, I went holiday shopping, you know.
Yep.
Got to say holiday.
By the way, I'm doing something with my voice. It's better than old school night jock pukey, but I'm kind of doing something. I can't quite put my finger on it,
right?
But it feels really uncomfortable to hear me talk, and me only, probably not anybody else, but to me, okay. I'm like, God damn, what are you doing?
Holiday, if you're on the radio, because in case you're like Jewish, you don't want to be offended. Say,
wait, or,
what about Chinooka
or Kwanzaa?
Wait a minute, what the fuck is all of that shit?
All right, Z93 KQZ.
Happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
656. I got to tell you, I went holiday shopping, you know.
Yep.
Got to say holiday if you're on the radio, because in case you're like Jewish, you don't want to be offended. Say,
or,
what about Chinooka?
Or Kwanzaa.
Yeah, that too.
You forgot Kwanzaa.
For our African American brethren.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that couldn't be dripping with any more sarcasm.
Right.
Exactly. I might as well just say, yeah, black people can fuck off.
Done. We're with you.
Well, anyway, I'm at the mall. I pass the parking spot that I want.
Yep.
So I put my family car, I'm with my family, my 95 Corsica in reverse. And I, boom! I'm like, oh, my God, I did it again. I didn't look behind me, and I smashed into somebody. So I look behind me to see who I whacked.
Yep.
And there's no one. I go, well, what the hell did I hit? And then I heard this nice grinding sound from inside of the internal mechanisms of my car.
Ooh.
Every time I touch the gear shifter, it starts getting worse. I go, oh, my God, I just blew my transmission. At least that's what I think at this point, man. And
I was right. I remember this moment.
Okay. All right.
Do I get to the part of the story where I'm driving back and somebody passes me?
I don't think so.
Bumming.
That's the best part of this goddamn story.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Those are expensive. What is it, automatic?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? And I have no money. I mean, I have $0. I'm one of these check-to-check dumbasses.
Yep.
Okay? Ooh. I have no money. I told my wife, I go, you know something? If this isn't covered by warranty, which I know it's not, we're basically going to have to park this car until we can save up the money.
Oh, how embarrassing. What a horrible, horrible existence.
Can you believe this?
Now we know why it's called Joe and the Poor Boy.
Yay! Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Well, maybe you should fake a warranty. See if you can type up your own and just,
I got a better idea.
See if a dealer buys it.
Let's bring back, starting right here in this radio program, it is payola and plugola is no longer illegal.
So, that would be, I guess it's a rule that you can't, like I would say, all right, this show brought to you by John's Transmissions.
Yeah,
and then John fixes my transmission, which I don't know why that's illegal.
I don't know why either.
Oh, man.
So you basically want somebody to fix your transmission for free.
Exactly.
Maybe you should.
No, not free, asshole. Say his name on the radio.
Get one of those cards they have on the, like those charity trees.
Something, man. Oh, this is just hurting.
Try that. Charity tree.
Let's try that. Let's do this. Let's do the shameless poor boy fund. Donate to me. Make checks out to me for my wife's car. We can't visit our family now.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
here
man.
It comes.
Jeez. Show the poor boy in Z93 KQZ from the Opie and Anthony program in Boston. This is their work, not ours. We were not responsible for this.
What the fuck?
And then it cuts off. But if you're wondering what the fuck that bit is,
yeah,
we get to hear it later.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So,
it's pretty shitty, but it's pretty good.
Okay,
because
good.
It's so shitty.
All right. Now, for the record, the best part of that story, I mean, I was so anxious to get on the radio and tell everybody how poor I am and how I want somebody to pay for my transmission. Best part of that goddamn story was, and this happened, from what I described there, I'm driving back to my house, and Jim, my only kid at the time, is, you know, this is December 97. He was born in April 95, so whatever that makes him. He's in the back
seat.
2.5,
yeah.
You know? And a car passes us because we're going too slow. And as he drives by, Jim in the back seat, you hear, asshole!
What? Oh, that's great.
It's perfect. Asshole!
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't believe you didn't get to that part.
No.
That is the best part.
That's
the
only thing here I am going, ooh, I'm poor. Give me some money.
Right?
I'm a fucking idiot.
Do my transmission for free, please.
That's embarrassing. All right. Clip 5.
Yes. It's icy outside, so you know what that means. It's time to make fun of fat people.
And just a quick note before we jump back into the music. Traffic note this morning. Be extra careful on side streets, bridges, and overpasses. There's heavy amounts of icing. And as
well, it's a nice shiny glaze that'll really rock your world.
Right. As we mentioned earlier.
First of all, just interrupt him, Eric. Exactly. Just step right on him and don't let him say it.
Earlier, a fat.
And it'll rock your world.
That person in our parking lot has already fallen, so we
still hasn't gotten up.
Right, he's kind of like a weeble that just can't wobble. But
hey, so, somebody go help Jerry.
Somebody help the fat guy.
Oh, no!
Is Jerry a guy that works with you?
I don't know.
Okay, or is that just a random name?
Probably just somebody we made up. Yeah, fat fucks. Yeah, we didn't care about. There was no. You could say whatever the fuck you wanted back then. Nowadays, you know, it's just too much. I mean, fat people, you can sure say something horrible. Typically, I say something horrible about a fat bastard when they do something that's inexplicable or horrible. Let's say a guy who molests kids or John Pulaski or John Domingo. I hate those people. Well, okay, I'll call them fat fucks. But if it's somebody who's nice and lovable and sweet, I wouldn't dream of calling them a fat fuck.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
Sometimes. Maybe not. There might be some wiggle room in there. I don't know. I mean, anyway, clip 6.
All right. It's, I want to know what the hell is going on here. And I'm asking that to you to see if you can guess. And then I'll elaborate on what's going on.
Okay.
Hey, KQZ, Rolling Stones, anybody seen my body falling from the third deck?
Oh.
One of it, stop the presses, I got a million of them!
Has anybody seen my... Did you see where...
I was so confused at this, but so that's why I wanted to see if you can guess.
I did figure it out, because when I was reviewing similar audio...
Oh, okay.
It was revealed that 3 days earlier,
some
guy at the Silver Dome at the Rolling Stones concert fell from the top deck and died.
I think they were saying he was dancing on the rails or something like that.
There's a railing at the end of the aisle from the deck where the steps are. And that fucker, like a few days earlier, fell and died. So, yeah, let's just, you know, and it turns out that the guy who died, this is in 1997, he's from Kentwood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like right from around here. And we were in Bay City. And they're, oh, yeah, fuck him. Aha, you asshole. You dead son of a bitch. Stupid piece of shit. You're dead.
Yeah. That's great. I can't
KQZ
believe
it. KQZ Rolling Stones, anybody seen my body falling from the third deck?
Oh.
One of it. Stop the presses. I got a million of them.
What's that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, ha ha, you're dead. What the fuck? Oh, God. All right.
All right. So the next one, Joe needs a cough button. I'm sure there is a cough button, but he doesn't use it.
There was no cough button.
Oh, no, not back then?
No, no.
Okay.
Z93 KQZ, you just cough right on me.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. Say.
It was a meaty cough, too. Oh,
it sure was. That was like full of like mucus and semen and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Z93 KQZ.
Oh, no. That actually made me queasy.
Z93 KQZ. You just cough like right on me.
I'm sorry.
It's like the kid who's singing that Frozen song.
Oh, yeah. And the thing comes out of the little fucker's nose.
Yeah, and then he sucks it back in.
Oh.
Z93 KQZ, you just cough right on me.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. It's 8:23.
Couldn't help it.
Time for our final look at the news.
It is the cold and flu season.
Yeah, and you got it all.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
So fantastic.
That continues. The next one is Joe's mouth filled with phlegm, or is he drunk?
Be careful on the roadways this morning. A thin glaze of ice.
I don't know, or maybe he had a stroke at the moment.
Be careful on the roadways this morning. A thin glaze.
The thin glaze.
Be careful on the roadways this morning. A thin glaze.
I think he just had so much phlegm in his mouth from that cough.
Yeah, it's like he had a third lip. Ooh. All right, clip 9.
Yes. It's time to talk to the TV guy, Brian Wood. Do you remember doing that? I don't know if you remember doing
that. I remember that name to some degree, but I'm not 100% sure.
And then the opening Anthony bit that we were teased with earlier gets played.
Okay.
Weather, this is Brian.
Hey, good Friday, Woody.
Good morning.
Hey, it's slick out there. We've been telling these people to take it easy.
Well, good. You guys are providing a good service.
Well, we figured we better start because, you know, we basically just have blown it all off for the past 3 years, and we were told either start or get the hell out.
What the fuck? I guess in the past, we never said, be careful, the roads are slick. Is that what I'm understanding? Yeah. For 3 years, you haven't said there's slick roads.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Woody, it's a shame that all the roadways today can't be as sticky as the floor at your bar.
Oh.
I guess they had a bar? I don't know.
Oh.
I guess.
And where is that bar?
It's after a busy, busy night, which it usually is, since it's one of the most popular bars in town, if I don't, you know.
Yeah, well, and
to myself.
Where would it happen to be?
Well, you know, Eric, it would happen to be at 116 South Hamilton, where the beer is always cold and the people are always warm and friendly.
And the owner is slightly balding.
Well, listen, hey, we just got this music in from this new band, and they do a great rendition of the Macarena.
Okay, hear it?
Yeah, listen to this.
Oh. Yes.
You're going to love this, Woody.
Sitting in my house and I know that I'm alone. Feeling kind of horny, got a tingle in my bone. Go and grab a penthouse, it's the one with Sharon Stone. Hey, masturbator.
That's Anthony, by the way.
Is it?
That's Anthony.
That's what got him on the Opie and Anthony show, was doing those songs for Opie.
First, he did them for Howard.
Oh, really?
He visited Howard and, you know, was on his show.
Okay.
And then he did them for Opie, and then that turned into a goddamn career.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, masturbator.
Going to the doctor and it's feeling kind of nice. Once ain't enough, so I have to do it twice. If you want to spank the monkey, I can give you good advice. Hey, masturbator.
You guys, you cannot put that on the radio, can you?
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
What else can you say on the radio? This
is I don't think you could. I don't. Oh, really? I don't think you could.
'90s.
We're just, you know, we just got lucky. Nobody complained.
Woody.
Hey, Woody. Right. We'd like to perform that song live at your bar tonight.
Sorry, we're family oriented. What else can you say on the radio that you cannot say on television?
I'm telling you, it's a changing industry.
Right.
You know.
What?
You can get away with just about anything. It's like NYPD blue over here.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I guess they like fuck on TV or something. Who knows?
That's right. Full frontal nudity.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They must be able to get away with stuff on TV on that show that they don't normally get away with.
I don't know. I guess. I don't even remember.
That's what the joke is.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. So Brian Wood, the TV guy, wants to hang out with you and Joe.
You know, we're closer. You know, I'm a little bit hurt that you guys won't let me hang out with you guys.
Well, it's you have to build a trust, Woody.
Maybe Woody, you know.
That or give you $20. Whichever comes first.
The Liquor Control Commission and have people through your bar during underage teen drinks.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
Just over laughing and then jamming that song when he's trying to talk.
Okay, wake up, I'm the Wizard of Oz. I'm shrinking.
Put your pants back on.
All right, we're gonna let you go, man. But before we do, just remember this.
Oh, here it comes again.
New number one hit.
See you around, Woody.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Joe and the Poor Boy on Z93 KQZ.
And then play with play us out. Yeah, Joe the Poor Boy. Fuck me. All right.
The next one, it was getting to the point where I was like, oh, it should be Eric and the Poor Boy.
That's clip 11?
Yeah, okay. and then also you get back to making fun of fat people.
Oh, no.
Z93 KQZ, Tri-Cities weather. Occasional light snow today and tonight as well. It's sunny out there right now, though. High expected around 35. Is it still slick in the parking lot?
Still slick in the parking lot. Fat people still slipping again. If you're big and fat and you have those small feet, you should probably stay off blacktop today.
Do you remember that time when we were at the mobile home when Brian Brocker fell in the parking lot?
Yeah. And like he had a fractured leg and nobody would go out and help him.
Fractured his hair.
It's a coworker.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
Oh. And he's fat.
Oh. Yeah. Fucking A. All right. You have one more clip, Ben.
Yeah, and it's you can't get enough making fun of fat people.
Z93, KQZ, Led Zeppelin, and Fool in the Rain. Joe and the Poor Boy morning program, 922. And yes, believe it or not, still slick out there.
That's right. Fat people falling everywhere.
Jesus Christ. Come on. You fucking asshole.
Yeah.
So it's like, again,
it's like Pavlov's dog where you ring the bell. So like when you guys talk about ice, you have to bring up fat people.
Right. And it's not like there's anything clever going on. It's just saying, yeah, it's icy out, you fat fucks.
Exactly.
If you're elderly or fat, watch yourselves. Mm-hmm, young, skinny mm-hmm, people mm-hmm. just keep on trucking, or how they said in the 70s or 80s.
Whatever. Yeah. So there you go.
There you have it.
Ben, well done. I'm sorry you had to sit through that. I know you say you love it.
Oh, it's all right.
I don't know how you do.
I do.
In my first clip, I'm going to take, it's a longer segment.
Okay.
That I want to highlight. But the first clip I play is all of the weird laughs, voices, and oddball shit that I do during that first segment. So basically, I'm working in reverse.
Okay.
Here's the shit that goes on. Hang on. I got to tell Jackie I got to call her later. Okay. This is the weirdo shit I'm talking about.
Okay. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I feel a tingling in my pants.
Wow. That is a lot of weird shit.
Oh, my God.
That right there, that, oh, my God. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It sounds like I live in like Minnesota or something like that.
Right. Yeah,
oh my,
exactly.
Like right now, if someone said, say, oh, my God, I'd say, oh, my God. And in this clip, I'm going, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? Wait a minute. I feel a tingling in my pants. Okay. Now, what's going on? Well,
yeah.
Does the first segment of the whole day. And we're discussing how Joe was the night before out at like Hooters for like a bikini contest. And so this is us discussing the Hooters bikini contest.
Enough that might screw you up. So drive faster.
Drive faster.
Again, we're talking about weather. We haven't yet gotten to the point where we're going to tell everybody who's fat to stay home. Okay. It's the same show as yours, just a little bit earlier. And
oh, all right.
So talking about the weather, and then that we get into this discussion.
Sounds like last night I encountered slick spots. Oh, my God,
how
man.
How come you always get things like that? You get to go to Hooters at, what is it, Bikini Night TNA Fest 97?
Oh, my God, they had the Brazilian cut.
Oh,
you know,
my
where basically
God.
Your ass is covered by a Brazilian postage stamp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, there was like, I'm in the...
Listen to the ogling that we're doing here. I mean, this Now, we're both married, children, wives listen, all our wives, friends of the family, they all listen. And here we are talking about chicks we want to fuck.
Back, and it was just like...
We sound like such a couple of fucking pigs here.
Baby oil. Flowing. I mean, it was like a river of baby oil. All these... girls, nine of them, oiling up. It was.
Can you imagine if you and I sat around and talk about oiling girls up?
Yeah, that'd be,
what the fuck?
This is making me horny.
Yeah.
God.
Just all you needed was the cheap soundtrack in the background, and everything would have been perfect.
These girls were so good looking last night. I'm standing back there, and they're in their bikinis and in various states of undress. They were so good looking that I realized right there and then, I have not a shot with any of them.
They were so good looking that I realized. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, man.
No.
Just cheat on your wife, Joe.
Be surprised. They dig a guy like you.
No, these guys are these are like out of my league. You know, it's like a golfer like you and I going to watch Tiger Woods hit balls.
Yeah, and then the bottom line is if anything were to ever happen.
I didn't even let him finish that joke. Did you notice that? He started it, and then I just jumped in, and he couldn't finish the joke because I wasn't listening to him.
And we wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Should I hug you?
I don't want you to put your head in my cleavage. You know,
this is so uncomfortable. What the fuck? First segment of the whole show.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good fulfilling time. Did you go home and tell your wife all about it?
Oh,
very sleazy.
I tell you.
Was she there?
Oh, my wife?
Yeah.
No. I took my wife once.
No, and you take your damn wife everywhere.
First of all, what's wrong with that?
Right.
Second of all, I sound like I'm so full of animosity when I say that. Yeah, you bring your fucking wife places. Leave your bitch wife home.
Joe goes to like the VU and brings his wife.
Well,
actually, that wouldn't be bad.
No, that's a good.
And then I'm doing this thing where when I sometimes I laugh, I go.
Good thing. Actually, there were a few women there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just, oh, man. Just boners are us. You can tell, like, crowd got...
Every 5 minutes, Joe's running into the stall in the bathroom.
Oh, well, it's terrible.
Did you get me some more baby oil in here?
It's terrible because they got that video camera on me.
Oh, geez.
And so I have to wear tight-fitting underpants.
No, wear the loose stuff.
Well, no, because even then, it just, you know, oh, man. It was just... You know, I think
so you got a Woody last night, huh, Joe?
I'm perpetual. I can get started when I walked in at 7:45 and it was still there when I left at 10:30.
Wait a minute, I feel a tingling in my pants.
Oh, it was
Hey, there was a football game last night. Wow. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Wow. Okay.
Was so that a motorboat sound?
I guess. We just, like, for 2-3 minutes, talk about wanting to jack off and come on, man.
Yes. It's Holy a good shit. Start to the show, man.
This clip, which I referenced.
You take your damn wife everywhere.
Listen to how demeaning that sounds. You take your damn wife everywhere.
You take your damn wife everywhere.
And then steamrolling Joe's joke.
It's like a golfer like you and I going to watch Tiger Woods hit balls.
Yeah, and then the bottom line is if anything were to ever happen, we wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He was kind of laughing at his own joke. Did you hear that?
Yep, yep. And he didn't even get a chance to finish it.
Yeah. He was like,
time for the news, Ben. But the dirtbag bros are still talking about oiled up chicks at Hooters.
Oh.
E93 KQZ, Errol Smith right there. Joe and the poor boy at 6:22. Time for our first look at the news.
I love that. I love that sound effect of, it's time for the news.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid.
E93 KQZ, Errol Smith right there. Joe and the poor boy at 6:22, time for our first look at the news.
Now, does the Hooters bikini contest count as news?
Well, yeah. Okay. Hell yeah.
Let's jack off.
Yeah, I wasn't done talking about my boner.
Okay.
Especially that story you told me off the air.
Ooh.
You see, we leave a little to the imagination.
Yeah,
we told the one story on the air. But the off-the-air story, we were sticking beer bottles up their asses. this clip, I titled it, Joe's Not-So-Delicate News.
Okay.
It's a really ugly part of this story.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know how he could have made it better, but this just sounded so abrasive and jarring to me.
Okay.
Elsewhere, one person is dead after a car ran them over on M13 yesterday in Bay County. A man and a woman were traveling in a car. The car pulls over to the side of the road. The woman gets out to walk across M13. She's hit by a car. Pronounced dead. More details.
That's it.
Details on that to follow.
Okay.
It was just the...
Pronounced dead.
To me, it stood out as, oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So rough. I mean, there we go. Literally from talking about beating off in the bathroom at Hooters 30 yeah. seconds later.
Pronounced dead.
We're talking about that. It's
exactly
so out of left field.
I'm surprised he didn't make a joke about maybe it being one of the Hooters girls.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes. And then I realized that she was oiled up. So I jacked off on her back and drove away.
God.
Aram says that was as bad a 2 minutes of radio as I have ever heard.
Oh boy, that's saying a lot.
Aram also says the poor boy had the skills to fit in nicely on the current Free Beer and Hot Wing show. Patrick liked the comment about you take your damn wife everywhere. Oh
yeah,
my God.
When you say it like that, it almost sounds like you take that dumb bitch everywhere.
Holy shit, you're right.
You take your damn wife everywhere.
You got to leave that bitch home.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. I feel bad just hearing it. So I only made it through the first segment before I realized that it was showtime. So I have plenty more to review. I'll continue my clips. That on the next episode, but we're gonna end this here. This is a good point to end it, and then we'll head on over to do the second show of A Big Fraud Saturday, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I know Ben is excited about that. I know Ben has a clip that we want to review of Mark Norman, probably the weirdest thing that's ever happened to a comedian on stage.
Yeah, yes,
it is ridiculous. And Ben, I know Ben loves the elderly. And
yes, that's right.
These two folks locally, they were high school sweethearts.
Okay.
And then in their 90s, they found each other on Facebook. You know what that means?
time to fuck.
It is. It is. You take your damn wife everywhere. Nice. All right. So that is it for this. I appreciate you as always for checking out the show as we try to answer the question.
Ooh.
Who are
these
Zanes? All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good one. I'll talk to you a little bit later on, like within minutes if you're following along live. Thank you, Ben.
Yes, thank you.
See ya.
Attention in the city of Warren.
Joe and the Bull. On Z93.
The Z.
Tune, man, rocking and rolling. You, Eric Zaitunian with you. I'm going to be having coming
tripping
up.
Over my tongue.
But you describe this and what you've heard.
Just a puke fest.
Ooh, what's the problem? These
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up, bitch.
All right, we are off and running with another edition of Who Are These Zanes? Welcome to the live stream / recording of episode 37.
Wow.
Last time Ben and I met was December 14th, and that's just way too long. That is just way
Holy
too long.
Holy
cow. Yeah, a couple things happened, and then the holidays hit, and then somebody died. And then, right. Well, you know, that's going to put a damper on everything when someone dies.
Yeah.
But here we are. We persevere. Thank you for being patient with all of, with us. I was going to say with all of us, like there's 10 people.
You know? Like some shows.
Right, right. Yes, like some shows. So, you know, we have a lot to get to today. A joyous selection of audio was sent to our pal Ben Glaze here.
Yes.
It was, I think, you know, early interview chops. For your old pal Eric Zane on display, isn't that right, Ben?
Oh, that's very true. Yes, yes. Do you know what era this is from, or when? Yeah.
Yeah, this is December of 1993, late December, 1993. Okay. So, just over by a matter of days, 30 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
And Ted Nugent came to town.
Yes.
Ben, and you've got the entire interview. No, I did not listen to it. I okay. heard a little bit of it. I heard it sounded to me like a song was ending, and then I was like, oh, yeah. oh hey, Ted, oh. And I was really in that attitude era of puke.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme puke. And that's about all I know, but you really okay. drilled down on this, Ben. So give me yeah. your thoughts before we start to... go through easy interviewing Ted Nugent when Ted was only in his mid-40s.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a very fun interview. I thought it was well done, and you get a lot out of Ted. Ted just likes to ramble and ramble. Like he...
Yeah.
You could have just asked him one question, basically, and he would have done like 10 minutes of talking on his own.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. True to form. Now, when you say it was really well done and you enjoyed it, did you enjoy how shitty and hilarious it was?
Or
was
yes, it exactly.
like, this is a great, great interview?
A mixture of both. Oh, just because of what you pull out of Ted. So
I do?
I guess, yeah, with your questions and comments, yeah.
All right, well, take it away. You've got, I believe, just a little bit more than 20 clips to review, Ben.
That's right. So, number one, let's begin with the interview like we're on cocaine, and we are loud and clear.
Mobile home of rock and roll, Ted, brother. Ted, are you there, my man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we are loud and clear and live as hell, man.
Live as hell.
We're live
man.
As hell.
I mean, what's that scream at the beginning?
That sounds like the end of Dirty Deeds by by AC/DC, I think.
All right. I thought maybe it was,
mobile home.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And I'm like, oh, right. ah. we're live as hell. Who right. says live as hell, by the way?
I have no idea. Just you. Just the two men.
Mobile home of rock and roll, Ted, brother. Ted, are you there, my man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we are loud and clear and live as hell, man.
Fucking so bad.
Yeah. All right. So Ted meets the guy who built the Civic Center, and you make some weird noises.
So
get ready.
All right, this 5,000 seat or local arena where he's playing.
Yeah.
He's giving me architecture tidbits. And I, okay.
God bless modern electronics, man. Here I am over at the Wendler Arena. You know who I just met, Eric?
Tell me.
I just met Paul Wendler, the man who built the Civic Center.
You're kidding me.
It was kind of cute, man. He and I are old hunting buddies. He's the original founder and president of Michigan United Conservation Clubs. And here he is, the founder and the builder of Wendler Arena. And here I am, the whackmaster in his building, shooting giant Mackenzie elk targets on stage. God love us in
solid,
America.
Solid as a rock, huh?
What? Yeah, solid as a rock. And then, I like how he starts with, the joy of modern, God bless modern electronics. It's a telephone.
Exactly.
A landline fucking telephone. It's the same electronics that we had 50 years prior.
Right.
Oh, I imagine from that clip, you've got some... isolated spots of joy.
Oh yeah, wait till we get to the last clip of the number 21.
Are you suggesting we have a supercut?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yes, a montage, yes.
All right. Very good.
The next one, you're going to see Ted live and Diana might marry Ted.
You bet, man. We're having a great time down here. Why aren't you here, boy?
Oh, boy. I'm going to be leaving in about an hour.
Yeah, boy.
I'm bringing the wife, man.
Oh, that'll be fine.
You're going to be wearing high heels, high heel sneakers.
Well, I'll tell you, when she hears some of these news.
What? What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
I forgot about that part. Yeah, I didn't know what you meant by that.
High heel sneakers. What the fuck? It's like there's just random bits of words floating through my brain, and I'm just, fuck.
Songs, Eric. I gotta warn you. She won't have a short dress on anymore. She'll have a damn veil.
Oh man, that's what.
Damn veil. He's got like a weasel laugh.
Yeah, that's the notorious.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. So now you might play some audio from, or no, you do play some audio from Ted in Nashville, like over
damn
the phone
veil.
To him.
Oh, okay. So I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And then you make some more weird noises.
This is taken from Double Live Gonzo.
Okay.
And he's performing and he's, okay. I'm just going to play it for you and then I'll go back.
All right.
Hey, listen to me. Where does this come from? Okay. We're going to go back to Nashville right here.
Okay.
Anybody wants to get to know, you can turn around and get the
you
fuck
certainly
out of
can.
Here.
Right here.
This is the best part, Ted.
I'm playing Ted talking on a goddamn record. I'm playing what Ted said to Ted.
And you're telling him what parts are good.
Yeah, hey, this is good when you swear.
It's poetic.
It's a good scene, isn't it? It's a love song. I'd like to dedicate this to all that Nashville
shit. Man,
things happen.
That's great.
Well, actually, you know, there's a bunch of Michigan girls in the audience that night.
That's what that was all about.
They were there for the Ted Nugent Wango Tango anthology, and I had to give them the greasy two-step lessons.
Yeah.
As only the old white tail maniac can do.
So, as you predicted, clip 5 and clip 6 are highlights of sounds from that interview.
This
or from that part
so
of the interview.
So painful.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Chris Perry in Buffalo.
Yes.
You have
yes.
to use that in the intro. You have to.
Yes.
And then, okay.
And then clip 6.
Yes.
This is a totally, this interview has a laugh that I have never heard before. It's crazy. Of all the times we've done this.
Yes.
And just you wait, there's more to come.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot more to come.
Oh, fucking shit. All right.
So the next one, Ted talks about his new solo album.
Yes.
I'm going to have the new Nugent solo album out probably in April of 94. Derek St. Holmes, Michael Luton, Hunter Ross.
Ooh.
We are cocked.
The No Mercy Boys.
We are cocked. We are locked.
We are ready to rock.
So that'll be out in April, and then we'll tour June, July, and August, and then I'm going hunting.
I highlighted the laugh of that one, too.
What the fuck?
So,
you know, you have here one of the all-time great performers, especially in 1993, 94. Nobody hates Ted Nugent at this point.
Right.
And all that I'm doing is destroying the interview by stepping on him every time he talks. It's like I'm doing my own version of fucking Ted Nugent.
Right. Yeah, it's funny to point that out.
So bad.
Yes.
Oh,
So now Ted played in Indiana. That's all I wrote for that one. And then you
listen
got
to
a,
me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You got a good laugh in this one too.
All right.
Listen to me. You guys, so Derek's going to be there with you tonight.
Damn right.
You're going to kick out some of those new tunes.
Damn right.
You're going to keep, oh, man, I can't wait.
Who can stop us?
Nonstop, man.
Yeah. I didn't even say anything. I just kind of like, oh, yeah, so you're going to throw your guitar out. Oh, yeah, he's going to play some drums. Oh, nonstop. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, wet tip. Ooh.
Listen to me. You guys.
Listen to me. You guys
is
Derek
gonna be there with you tonight.
Damn right.
You're gonna kick out some of those new tunes.
Damn right.
You're gonna keep. Oh man, I can't wait.
Didn't even say anything.
Gonna kick out some of those new tunes.
Who can stop us?
Tune man.
Nonstop, man.
Yeah.
So clip 12 is that wonderful laugh.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. What? These are all of them.
Yes.
What the fuck, Ben?
Yeah, I have no idea, man.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this next one I really like because it's all attitude, but is attitude a euphemism for jizz? just think about that while it's playing.
Wait, that was Ted. What number am I on?
13.
Oh, sorry. Okay, and then.
Man, this last night we played in Maryville, Indiana.
Okay, I didn't play the 11.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure? Yeah. Or is that the one when you said that they played in Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Here is 13. Sorry. I'm screwing this up. Attitude euphemism for jizz.
Okay. Yes.
I really believe in this attitude around here. It's all attitude. Have you noticed that?
Ted, dripping with attitude,
it's
my friend.
It's all greasy, gooey attitude.
All greasy. Just dripping with attitude, Ted.
Oh, yes.
So, this is kind of the same thing. Ted is a meat-eating man, and maybe jerky is now a euphemism for jizz.
You are a beacon in the night, man. You are just cutting through the darkness. You get right to the meat of the matter.
Well,
you're a meat-eating man.
Indeed. In fact, tonight, once again, I am passing out 100 pounds.
You got the jerky?
Venison jerky.
That jerky!
It is the sweetest meat this side of the downtown street, Pete.
We're going to eat. We're going to have jerky all over our face, man.
It's cool, man. I'm a jerkiest. I do have jerky.
What the fuck is going on?
Jerky all over our face. You're a meat-eating man.
And then he'll start to talk about it, and then I'll just go, God, you got the jerky? Yeah, I want to suck your cock. Yeah.
Exactly. Great.
God damn, is that bad. Oh, wow.
Wait till you hear the next one.
Oh, shit.
This one's not you. This one's Ted. Diana is sexualized by Ted in this one.
Okay. All right.
That is beautiful, Ted.
Well, Eric, I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. Dude. Bring that sexy long-legged wench of yours, and let's not rock, Doc.
She's like, hey, honey, you hear that? She's driving it right now.
Yeah. Man, wait a minute, Eric.
Huh?
I can smell her coming. Man, that woman has bathed twice today.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. So gross. I was creeped out when I heard that.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh. Yeah.
I can smell her coming. I think he says she bathed twice today.
Yeah, he did. I guess he's is he suggesting that she like is all wet? Is that what he's saying?
Yes, yeah. Possibly.
Hey man, I'm making that's right, Ted. You wanna fuck her?
Well, he did say he was gonna marry her earlier.
Oh.
So then the next one is just the laugh from that one.
All right. My laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. That is all right. Oh. God damn.
That's
it.
A good one. And then this next one, this one's a Ted laugh. He laughs at his own joke.
Somebody's gonna offer my son drugs someday, and my son is gonna quickly remove their head and hand to him and go, "Is this yours?"
Ted, do me one favor.
And then your laugh, I highlighted your laugh again at that one.
Jesus. Oh no. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's so good.
All right. By the way, side note, that comment Ted made, his son, I think, is like a marijuana caregiver, so I guess he fucked that up. That, years later, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So this next one, Ted goes off and he might be racist towards black men dancing and Mexicans.
Well, you know, there I was, just a young white boy in the Motor City, living it up nonstop, doing the shimmy shimmy, cook pop nonstop, boogie bop, bee bop, doo bop, lamb bam boo, because my name was Ted Lee. I was straight ahead, baby. I was cocked, I was locked, I was ready to rock, doc, because I was the man of the street, I was the man of the hour. I needed more power by the hour to help me burn the world down. So I turned it up because I got the attitude. The attitude is a beatitude. And I know when the little black jerks on MTV dance around like a bunch of skirballs, I want to...
What's going on?
I don't know.
Throw up. Even James Brown is knocking at the door at prison going, "Let me back in. I'm embarrassed of these little twerps." Anyhow, if they really wanted to dance, if they really wanted to have the attitude, if they really wanted to take the almighty rock and roll chance to do the almighty rock and roll dance, they would have to come to Ted's World, the land of the free, the home of the brave, where you too, burrito breath, my bonito conchita with the taco breath wonder dog, you can learn the almighty Z-Wango, Z-Tango, on Z-93.
Oh my god.
Yes. That was a lot to pack in right there.
Wow.
Unpack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm so glad that happened. I don't remember a bit of it.
Right.
You have a couple more though, Ben.
Yeah, well the last one's just the end of the interview and then we have the montage.
Okay.
Tonight is happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my god. Fucking screaming.
Yes.
Tonight is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Saginaw Civic Center. Let's go, Ted. Hang on the line, brother.
Hang on the line, brother.
All right, wait till you hear this montage or supercut, whatever. Yeah. It's great.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh my god, Ben. This you know, when you sent me your clips, I saw there was 21, and I went, uh-oh. That means he got a lot of fantastic shit for us to park on. That was exceptional. Oh, my God.
It was a fun interview to listen to just because of all the craziness that was going on with Ted and then your voice.
Patrick writes, "Hey, Toon Man." Amanda says, "This was right before he came to speak at my high school."
Oh,
and
really?
Was asked never to return? Holy cow. I need to know more about that on the Ben and Eric show.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Chris says, "Oh, this is gold." Patrick says, "The Nuge is creepy as shit." The Let's see. Patrick says, what the fuck? That's a little Gary Busey of Ted. Chris says, holy shit, he sounds like a caller on Grand Theft Auto. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. That one is in the books.
Oh, man, that was a quick one.
No, 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 just your clips.
Oh, okay.
I've got clips too.
Oh, nice.
I don't have a ton, but I've got enough that we'll be able to have a fantastic time. But I was running into some technical issues that I told you about off the air, but I was able to get plenty for us to have fun with. This is nearly 5 years later. Same radio station. I've progressed now to Morning Drive with the Joe and the Poor Boy show. In fact, this is the other side of the show we did last time. We were doing a lot of that Joe and the Poor Boy stuff. This is more of that that I still had saved that we just kind of didn't get to. This one sounds starts good. With we're getting ready to start the news. And now, I don't know why, but I had never heard of this till I started at this radio station. We had something called an atomic clock. Have you ever heard of an atomic clock?
I have not.
Okay. Supposedly, an atomic clock is the exact correct time all the time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how. I don't know why anybody would give a shit, but this was an important thing, I guess. So when we'd start the newscast, we'd have to say, atomic time is 8:21.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you on this.
Joe and the Poor Boy morning program at 8:21 atomic time. And hey, it's time for our final look at the news.
Atomic news time. Stories in sync. Go.
Oh, there's that laugh from the Nugent one.
He goes, atomic news time. Go. He chuckles. And then I laughed.
Yeah. That's great.
Joe then starts off the news and doesn't really get going off to a hot start.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Like, you notice on the, like, this current affair edition things where they always try to get that sense of urgency by showing the stage directions.
Now, we're supposed to be doing the news at this point. This is the next words out of his mouth after he says atomic news time is 8:21. He doesn't go, the bank was robbed. School buses will be late today. Whatever. He does this.
Yeah, let's do that. Like, you notice on the, like, this current affair edition things where they always try to get that sense of urgency by showing the stage directions to start the program.
Yeah, I was just, you know, contemplating that last night. Who's laying in bed saying, you know.
Well, who starts those guys? Who gives those guys the cues? Okay, start the phony stage production
look
directions.
At that. We've already gone through a minute and not one damn news story.
Well, my newscast, I can.
Oh. And then ends with this laugh.
Yeah, let's do that. Like, you notice on the, like, this current affair edition.
So painful. Some things never change. It's all about butt sex for EZ Ben.
Oh, boy.
Even when discussing a serious news story of someone being murdered.
God.
Because Ricky Lee Young is sitting in jail in Defiance, Ohio this morning. He's waiting for extradition to Saginaw to face murder charges in the March 1st Carlton murder of Bruce Sheltraw and the near-fatal attack on his wife. Young will be charged, according to prosecutor Mike Thomas, with first-degree murder.
Okay, so local wife was murdered. The guy flew to Ohio or took off to Ohio. They caught him, and he's going to come back to Saginaw. That's it. That's all. I mean, okay. Let's move on. Nope.
So the defiant Young is in defiance.
He's in defiance. He's going to be into jail coming up soon.
Io.
And then I can't just let it go.
His jailmates are going to be into him.
Yeah. Into Ricky.
I like his little laugh he has.
I know. Everything is. Oh, shit. Okay. All right, first news story. Wife gets murdered. Guy's busted. Let's tell some jokes about it. She's been dead for like 3 days. We're going to more shitty Eric Zane hot takes on serious local news stories.
Okay.
Elsewhere, that drowning we told you about at the apartment complex in Saginaw Township is being ruled as an accidental drowning.
Okay. I mean, really, there's no place to go. Someone drowned accidentally.
Right.
I mean, you can't really have a take on that at all. You shouldn't speak at this point.
Correct.
We talked about it yesterday. Apparently, the 29-year-old man just drowned.
How do you drown? As you're an adult, if you're not drunk, how do you drown?
How do you drown? What a question. That sounds like a Julius question.
This is in our local area. I mean, if this was someone in a different town, I could see it. There are people who are grieving, are probably listening to me say, yeah, what a dumb fuck.
Yeah, you're calling him an idiot.
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
The pool. You know,
but Joe now is helping me. He's like, yeah, fuck that guy. He's dead.
Right.
It's not like there's an undertow or anything.
I mean, if you breathe water, if you get water into your lungs,
right,
you got a few seconds to, you know, get the hell out.
I'm talking like I've almost drowned before. Clearly, I know what's going on.
Bagging your ass off.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Everyone's done that.
Yeah. They're ruling it accidental.
How the hell do you just drown? Oh, Jesus, I just drowned.
Oh, I don't know.
That was good. Oh man, yeah. If those people were listening, man.
I mean, thousands of people drown every year. Can you imagine anyone listening to that who knows anyone who drowned? They all want to kill me.
Oh yeah, definitely.
God damn. All right. This next clip, we move on to the next news story.
Okay.
It's centered around not far away at Central Michigan. The students were protesting. I think we had talked about it in the previous episode of Who Are These Zanes? Because
all right.
It was
that's right.
About protesting public broadcasting.
Yes.
So these kind of stories are circulating, and every hour we do them again and make comments about them.
Yeah.
Not really that different than what anybody does now. Except me tough-talking college kids protesting is... I mean, it's just one of the worst things ever, and boy, do I find myself funny.
And of the 250 students there, how many do you think any of those students will ever watch public broadcasting?
They're just looking for a reason to go out, trying to relive what their parents did back in the 60s and the 70s.
Look at kids. If you're going to protest, okay, because you have to.
Okay, now watch. Joe starts making a point, and then I just totally interrupt him. He doesn't finish his thought.
Protest on a college campus is just all part of being there. Protest something.
Yeah, that's a pretty... We're protesting public broadcasting being shut down.
Right.
If Plakta was smart, he would have opened up his window from his office and taken a dump on him right outside of him.
Well,
here's some for you, kid.
You laughed at your own joke. That's great. Yeah, dude, he was... You want to protest something, and then boom.
Yep.
And jump in air.
I'm not even listening to him. All I want to do is go...
Exactly.
My God. Patrick says, how do you drown? Just stand up or swim? that's kind of like what's that guy? Kevin Brennan said about Matthew Perry in the goddamn
hot
tub. He said the same thing.
Oh, geez.
All right. I'm just looking at some of the comments. Linda says, cue the Julius Wonderment music, Dreamweaver. Because Julius used to always ask those ridiculous questions.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
How do you drown? Yeah, he used to do that shit. Who likes milk?
Right. Exactly. That was a classic.
Ben, regrettably, I don't have any more clips, and regrettably, I still have more to review of that same episode of the Joe and the Poor Boy Show.
All right.
For an upcoming edition of Who Are These Zanes?
Okay.
It's at this time, though, that Ben is going to lead us out with his final thoughts.
Oh man.
Of what he has, of what he thinks about what he's heard on this episode number 37. Of Who Are These Zanes?
Well, I feel like your laugh got better. It's more natural than the Ted Nugent interview when you were with Joe.
Yeah, I would say it's a little more natural. This couldn't get less natural.
It sounds like that used to have a drop.
Yes. God damn.
That's what it reminds me of.
I don't know how through all of that, there wasn't a program director that said, you just sound like a fucking asshole. Everything about you is horrible. Oh.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah. All right. Ben, thank you. We'll do it again very soon. And okay. Yeah, keep it between the lines and reaching for the stars. All right. Thank you. See ya. Bye.
Shut up, bitch.